Taz Hair Company is a Toronto hair salon that's been around for 20 years. And now, after being closed for 3 months, Norm Wright, a colorist and stylist for them, has started a petition to get salons up and running before it's too late. You heard your government today essentially saying, you know, get ready, it's coming. But is it coming too late? We're going to chat with Norm about that right now. Hey, Norm, thanks for taking the time today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for your support.
Now, Norm, you've been closed down for almost 3 months since everything shut down, and we're slowly seeing businesses open up. So we saw, you know, we can do curbside pickup, and we can do, you know, this. Now all of a sudden, chiropractors are open. I can go to the dentist. You're yet to be given a date. What was the final sticking point for you when you created this petition?
Well, I just don't think hairdressers get the credit that they deserve. There's 10,000 hair salons with over 100,000 employees in this province, bringing in $7 billion a year that is tax revenue. And to be ignored to this degree that they can say dentists can come in contact with droplets directly, but we don't have the systems in place to properly look after our clients and ensure their safety, to me, is it's ridiculous. Their disinfectant isn't different than ours, nor is it at a chiropractor's. So we've all been taking steps to ensure our clients' safety since Ford announced the emergency state in March. We're ready. Everybody's got PPE. We've taken half the chairs out of the salon. We've taken the right steps to the point where we're overcompensating to make sure everyone's safe.
So what has the shutdown looked like for you and your coworkers as far as, you know, how have you guys been existing? We know commercial rents is very expensive. I know that there's all kinds of different ways in which for you to try and get money, but what's it been like for you personally?
It's tough. I mean, it's tough for everybody to just assume that we're all going to be okay. Like, first of all, I applaud the government on their swift response to this and making sure not only Ontarians but Canadians were looked after. But there comes a time when you add up that money and then you add up your expenses, the two don't compute. So there's going to be a deficit at some point. And the smart thing is just to hold on and trust the professionals. But when they make announcements and say it's okay for chiropractors to come in direct contact with sweat secretion and dentists can touch droplets, but hairdressers wearing gloves and masks with shields that have the same disinfectants can't touch hair that's been washed, is, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you, Amanda. I can't imagine the last time I talked moistly at the person that was doing my hair. It just doesn't happen.
But he brought it up into the forefront. We weren't even sure that existed until Trudeau mentioned it, and I'm glad he did.
Good point.
Are you worried at all about the black market? We're hearing people on the text board saying people are getting haircuts on the side. I've heard from friends who have sort of, you know, gone underground and you know, it's like the new drug. Can you get your haircut? Is that a real risk to your business? Is that a concern for you?
Well, for me, ethically, it is a concern for sure. And since my petition started to trend, the amount of messages I'm getting with people snapshotting Kijiji ads and different things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, the human animal, instinctively, their first instinct is to survive. And I would never look down on somebody that has to choose between following the ethical decisions made by governments or feeding their children. I don't think that is a fair comparison. And, you know, I hope it doesn't get to that, but like from a government perspective, they're missing out on revenue that they seriously need to generate at this point. And if we were a threat and we were contributing to the spread of this virus is one thing. But truth be told, we were closed when this thing took hold. Like, we had already been closed for a week. Mm-hmm. So to make us the culprit in this is a tragedy because, we really do benefit communities. We supply jobs. And we make people feel better about their appearance. And when you can do that, especially in times during crisis, it just helps us get back to some sense of normalcy, you know?
It must be a little bit frustrating whenever you hear this brought up to politicians. I've watched it happen live with the premier when we talk about hair salons opening up. And he's like, don't you think I want this to happen? Look at me. And then he makes a joke about his hair. It literally seems like everybody was on board with hair salons. Yet at the same time, the announcement seems to be one of the last ones to happen. I know that's more of a statement than a question. So I'll actually phrase the next one into a question. I'm curious, when you do reopen, has there been discussions with your salon, Norm, where you're going to have less chairs, so that means less clients? Does that mean that you're going to maybe try and have longer hours to allow more stylists to come in and do more clients? Have you talked about anything like that?
100%, we're ready. We're going to a six-day work week. We're cutting the staff in half. We've taken some of the chairs out. So each employee will have a three-day work week with a 12-hour shift, one client per hour, so we have time to disinfect the stations and the chairs in between visits. So the clients will be informed when they're ready to come upstairs for their appointment. They have to wait in their car. The temperature reading is taken before they enter the building, and they have to sign a waiver saying that they're non-symptomatic. Like, we're doing more. I guarantee you, I'm 53 years old. I've been going to chiropractors for about 10 years now. Where they just change the paper on the bed, we're going above and beyond that. You're going to be able to perform brain surgery in salons. And when you look outside now, I was outside the shop yesterday doing an interview, and while I was talking, 30 or 40 people walked by, and probably five of them had masks on. The safest place to be right now is a hair salon.
You almost have 13,000 people have signed your petition. Were you surprised by the support?
I can't believe it. You know what? The thing is the Canadian Hair family is a very tight-knit community, and we're all on board with each other with a lot of different projects. But I sensed this pandemic scared a lot of people. This is very new territory. And for anybody, there's fear not only about contracting this virus, but rocking the boat and creating problems for the government. Like, it's a scary thing, but I think people, once they saw how prepared we were, everybody just wants to be able to not only get the economy up and running again, but contribute to it. And holding people back, like, there was no date in mind when they said the state of emergency was going to take effect. And so hair salons have been preparing for this since March 17th. We got our PPE because of all the panic of the shortages and inventory and all that stuff. Everybody started researching that immediately. We're ready. Everybody has it. Like, salons have been applying color on clients with surgical gloves for 50 years. We have a lot of these things in place already. So on top of that, you know, getting plastic screens and making sure we have the right disinfectants and bleach, all of this was something that we jumped on immediately because we want to get back to work, you know?
14,719 signatures is where you're at right now.
That's incredible.
That's just during the interview. And it's at change.org. Is there a specific way that people would, like, put in a keyword to find it, or they just go to change.org and it should pop up?
Yeah, Norm Wright, hairdressers, it's up there. It'll just pop up. And my link, it's on my Facebook and my Instagram as well.
I can tell why you've been doing what you've been doing for so long, because you're very well-spoken and you clearly have a very good heart. Thank you for talking to us today, Norm.
Thanks, and I want to thank Lindy Blackwell for all her support with this petition as well. Thanks for supporting us, guys, and getting the word out. I appreciate it.
I look forward to calling your shop and being told I can't have an appointment for 16 months.
Don't worry. You can reach me on the back door.
Thank you so much.